Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Gunna Dix, and coming right back at you. Today, we have our guest, William Brown III from out of Virginia, coming in to give us his perspective on rug racing and how he got started. He is running about 15 minutes late. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a heads up about what's going on with the show and why I wanted William Brown to come on today. The show today will be about William Brown's history, as I stated earlier, but more importantly, something that William Brown is doing in the grudge world. William Brown is combining class racing and grudge racing at his events. William Brown is also a supporter of that grudge racers and class racers should be able to compete against each other. There's always tremendous backlash in the grudge world about class racers and grudge racers competing against each other because class racing show time. And we all know that in the current grudge world, that if a car shows time, then pretty much all his action is killed. William Brown has some very valid points. He stands strong on a couple of issues. And we're going to delve into it a little bit further. But in the meantime, while he's running late, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get a couple of people on the line from out of California. And the reason why I'm getting the people on the line from California is because the California grudge scene is new, and it's an emerging scene. And truth be told, California does not have a grudge scene. Or better yet, no. Let me go back and rephrase that. California does have a grudge scene, but their grudge scene in California is true to form. Their grudge scene out in California is done primarily on the street. And it's very interesting, you know, because they say they don't have a grudge scene. And they do have a grudge scene. They just don't have a track grudge scene, you know. So being that they don't have a track grudge scene, they have to go onto the street to be able to run. Then there's a lot of restrictions out in California so far as the tracks. A lot of tracks in California are not grudge friendly. And when I went to California about 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege to go into Sacramento Motorsports Park. And Sacramento Motorsports Park was grudge friendly. So I'll tell you what, in the meantime, hang on for just a second, and I'm going to talk to Paul, a few people on the line from out of California. And once again, I will say for all listening, William Brown is running late right now. He'll be in about 15 minutes, dead. So we're just going to chop it up amongst ourselves until we get William Brown on the line. So in the meantime, I want you guys to be patient and hang on the line until I can pull a Calium conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, talk to you later. Okay, for the calls, is just coming in. William Brown is running late. He just sent me a text that he'll be about 15 minutes late. So I want you guys to just bear with me, and we're going to talk about class racing and grudge racing. It is an argument that we've had here in the Southeast and around other parts of the world. And once again, William Brown is a supporter of class races and grudge racing, class races and grudge racers being able to compete against each other, whether a car has shown time or not. Once again, California grudge racers, if they do show their time, out in California, they feel that as long as they shut the clocks off, then that's a grudge race, as long as the clocks are off. And they have valid points. So with that being said, hang on for just a second. Don't hang up and give me a few seconds to get one of the callers in from California while we also wait William Brown. Just a moment. I'll be right back with you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I see we have a few calls in the queue. I want everybody to know that. Just bear with me. I gave a spill so far. William Brown will be about 15 minutes late, but I will be going down to get a few California callers on the line that will also be supporting the class racers versus grudge racers theories. So give me just a moment once again, and if, I'm going to open one of these mics. I think it's Big Sham, 773-9705. Your mic is open. Hello, 773-970. What's going on? Is this Kevin?
No, this is this Sham.
Hey, Sham, what's happening?
Not much, brother. How you feel?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, Sham. I think we're going to have a barn burner tonight. Sham, I see that you came on right on time. If you can let the people know as they come on that I have to reach out to the guys from California, because William Brown is running a little late, so they don't call in and think we're not having a show and then hang up. I'll be right back with you guys. So let me go ahead and get a few of these California callers on the line. We're going to start this show without Mr. Brown.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Okay, your mic is open, and as you see, just talk to him for a hot second, and I'll be back.
Well, I mean, for all the listeners, myself, Big Sham, out of Chicago, and Bruce Leroy, out of Chicago, we are having a street and streetable car race. It's a grudge race. September the 6th, up here in Morocco, Indiana, No Limit Raceway. For everybody that's up this way, if you want to come check us out, man, we'll be more than happy and welcoming you all to come check us out. Should be a lot of grudge racing. I'm hoping it should be a lot of grudge racing. Everybody is, you know, up trying to see who was the best. It's been a lot of talking over the wintertime, and, you know, I guess now it's time to show up and show out. So that will be September the 6th at No Limit Raceway. Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, sponsored by Clark Vault. So everybody, man, come on out. And if you got a street or a streetable car, man, let's see what it is. Gunnett, you back yet, Gunnett? I don't guess he is back so far. Gunnett got me on the whim. And if you don't know, go to clockoff.com. It's not brand new, but it's up and running properly now. Website where you can see all of just about every race that you thought you wanted to see from all the way back to the 90s. It's on that website. I know they got you can post things on the website. Anything dealing with grudge racing, it is the best thing since sliced bread. So go on to clocksoff.com. Just see what it's all about. It's all the information is on there, and you can do just about anything you want to do in grudge racing. So check that website out first and foremost.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sham, I appreciate you holding it down for me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have William Brown on the line right now, and right now he may have some background noise, but he's at work right now, so you guys got to bear with me. But hey, Mr. Brown, how you doing today, sir?
All right, how about yourself?
Man, I'm good, William. I wanted to have you on the Clocks Off show with Gunnett Picks with myself today because I know that you have an extensive history in grudge racing, and more importantly, that you were actually pushing an agenda, something that was unheard of for the Southeastern, or better yet, for the grudge world from the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, and Southwest. And that agenda was you have no problem with class racing and grudge racers running together, even though the class racers show time. Can you give us, your listeners, a little bit of light on why you feel that way?
Because I show my time, you know, on different tracks and different places like that. I mean, I love the race, regardless of what it is. Or what kind of racing it is, if I can compete or be competitive, I'm a race. I ain't going to sit around all year, run once or twice a year, waiting on the grudge race to come around. I mean, I ain't spend all the money in my car to just sit around and wait for a couple $1,000s to come up. And I get my joy out of racing more than anything. So, I mean, I just think, you know, just because I show time on one track don't mean it's going to be the same time on the next track. I don't show it that day, so, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, you know what, Will, you know, the big deal is that, you know, people say that, well, listen, I make my living like this. You know what I mean? If you show your time, then what that means is that people know how fast I run, or they can get within tenths of how fast I run, and then that basically will kill a lot of action that I could have potentially had. So, you know, that's the big deal. You know, once again, if people know how fast you run, or it's out there, a general time of how fast you run, who's going to get the other lane beside you? You can't even trick somebody into a race at that point because, you know, too much of your time is out there. You know what I mean? And you know, a lot of times people walk over into your pit area and they take a look over into your pit area and they see what you have under the hood. And for those that exactly know what they're looking at, it makes it hard for you to get further action. So that would be the big deal. Do you have any comments or opinions on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's whoever out there trying to make a living at grudge racing, I mean, you might as well go ahead and sell your car and get you a good job, a decent job, because, I mean, these days and time, you ain't going to make no living off of grudge racing, and you ain't going to pay for no car for grudge racing, not unless you just got a bunch of people around that just want to give up a bunch of money, because ain't nobody doing the racing that they used to do 5-10 years ago. Everybody's scared now. Everybody's scared they're going to get beat, you know, and I always keep that same agenda. You know, you gotta learn how to lose to know how to win. And it don't make me no difference if I get my ass beat this week, next week. But next time I catch you at the track, I'm going to try to whip your ass. And I'm going to try to whip your ass every time I catch you at the track. So, I mean, that's what's gonna bring the action right there. I mean, just because I show my time, they're just scared anyway. And, you know, I think somebody said a while back, I want to say Willie Dawg, said the only time people are scared of cars that show their time is when they're running fast. And if they're running slow, they ain't worried about what you're running. They ain't worried about the time either.
Nah, and what I want to do, I want to use an example of Big Low. And I also want to use you as an example. I mean, you can get you to these races, and you can get Big Low to this race. And it's like you guys are like grandfathered in. You know what I mean, and I'm gonna tell you this, William. So far as your predicament, I expected the backlash coming from you. I expected the backlash on you to be so much harder than what it was. It's like you know, and it's no secret. We all know in this grudge game, depending on who you are, you get passed and you get to do shit that the average man, well, I'm not gonna say the average man, that the other racer does not get to do. It all just depends on who you are. And, William, I'm going to be very blunt about it. In my opinion, and I want everybody to understand that's listening, in my opinion, William, I think you were able to get a pass because of, one, who you are, you have your own money, and you get up and go to work every day. And you work like a Hebrew slave from some of our conversations. And then you turn around, you've been running racing circuits for years now, and your father ran the racing circuits. So you're also plugged into the who's who on the class racing side, and they don't want to offend you on the class racing. They don't want to offend you on one side because they know you can bring the wrath down and really cause some butts to get skinned. So, William, how do you feel about that? I mean, you know, or do you agree with me that other racers would have received a whole lot more backlash about car showing time had it not been you? What's your stance on that one?
I have heard of people, you know, getting ridiculed about showing their times and shit like that. But like I said, I mean, you know, they don't worry about it until you fast or they can't beat you. Then they start hooting and hollering about what kind of car you got and how fast you go and you show your times here and there and shit like that. But everybody don't know. I mean, when the scoreboards is off that day, who knows? Don't nobody know if your car ran full potential. Don't nobody know if your car ran the same time it did last week. You know, I don't care. I just come to race. And, I mean, if they don't like it, then fuck it. I just build a grudge car to go race with. You know, if that's what they, you know, they got so much to say about me showing my time. But, I mean, that's just me. I built my car to race, and that's what I do. Don't care what kind of racing it is.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I you know what? Back previously, William, I would not have agreed with that. Understand what I'm saying, but I know I've seen you run. Actually, the first time I ever seen you run was when you ran Certified Gangster over down over in Darlington. You know, and I was surprised to see Certified Gangster run you because you show time. You know what I mean? I mean, it really shocked me to my toes. I just recently heard a certified gangster say that he doesn't mind running a or he will run, not mind, but he will run voting from out of California. And he don't give a shit about voting from out of California because can't no Nova ever beat him out. You know what I mean?
Right.
That race is, you know, that race, as soon as they can see each other at the track and speak, that race is getting ready to go down, bro. And,
right.
Okay, you know, that race is getting ready to, you know, it's going down. It's going down just the way they like to play. But,
look at it this way, Gunny, and everybody else. If, I mean, you know, I don't do as much grudge racing as Tony Bynes and Witt and some of the other guys and Lil Tony and those guys like that, you know, because I'm on both sides. So, I mean, but if I won't racing, if I won't trying to get grudge races, wouldn't there be less action? I mean, I'm trying to get action. I'm trying to race somebody. You know, that's trying to bring more action to the grudge game, and plus it's trying to bring a broader look at the grudge racing game. It ain't just got to be about, you know, stereotype, you know, the black dope boys or, you know, guys that can't compete in class racing come over here in grudge race and try to take our money. You know, that stereotype right there, that's a stereotype. And why would you want to be stereotyped like that? I mean, you know, if you're a bear, you're a bear wherever you go. You ain't just a bear in South Carolina or Florida or California. You want to be a bear. You want to be bad. You want to be known everywhere you go.
You know what? Sometimes it's easy to be a big fish in your small pond because, like you, I mean, what you just said was, you know, if they come on out this small pond and step onto the broader stage, they'd probably get their asses torn up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's safe to say I'm not going to show any toms, and I'm not going to show any toms because it's keeping blood racing pure. I never showed a tom on the car, keeping it pure. You know, like I said, what really changed my mind is having a chance to go out west and seeing how those guys got down. And you know, they say out in west that they don't have a grudge scene, and that their grudge scene is burgeoning and it's emerging. And in my
right.
based on what I think I know, that's all wrong. Because if you're talking about being pure and being true to the sport, it's California that's being pure and true to the sport because they're still racing on the street. They'll take a top
right.
sportsman car and go running on the street. You know what I mean?
Right.
Blah, blah,
right.
They still do what you guys used to do back in the day. Can you give the listeners some of the history that you have in the street racing world and the drug race? We have an echo, too. But you got us on speakerphone?
No, I ain't got you on speakerphone. You
okay.
hear it?
Somebody has, yeah, I hear good. Somebody has the phone on speaker. If you have your phone on speaker, please put your phone on mute. But William, go ahead. We do have one of the gentlemen from out in Cali on the line right now. I see him that chimed in. But William, go ahead and give the people a little bit of your history about your street racing and how you emerged and crossed on over to grudge racing and then over to class racing.
Well, started off street racing, you know, around the neighborhood with boys who got race cars, 10-second cars and stuff like that. We racing in the street. You know, once I got my license and stuff like that, yeah, I still did street racing for certain guys. I never owned a personal street car, but, you know, guys, you could just come get me and to drive their cars and stuff like that. And, you know, we started off, my dad always ran, you know, bracket racing and stuff like that. And once we evolved, got a newer car, bigger motor, we went to, they didn't do a lot of grudge racing up north. Because a lot of the big tracks, like Virginia Motorsports Park, and my, you know, certain tracks didn't accept the grudge racing cars. So what we did, we just switched it over to match racing. What we did, we just called it match racing, so we would get accepted to all the tracks and go make money at the same time. So we would get two cars paired up. I mean, Short Dog was running with us. My buddy late Burt Jackson, and a couple other guys, you know, and we would just we would match cars up and just be match racing and just do match racing and go to different tracks. But we would still bet a little money on the side, you know, if you want to bet on the tree or bet a little bit, because, you know, as far as I know, grudge racing doesn't have a maximum or a minimum amount of money. Just like gambling, if you go to the casino, you know, you go when you get in where you fit in. You know, they don't say don't come in here with a dollar, because you got dollar slots over there that you can go play. You know, they can't say you can't come in here with $100,000, because you can go sit down at the poker table and play for $100,000. So there's no maximum, no minimum amount of money as far as grudge racing, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and once we did the match racing, we did a little outlaw pro stock racing with a 500 cubic inch motors, Colonia Beach and MIR and Virginia Motor Sports Parks and stuff like that, and ran 890 class, 990 class, and we ventured over to Top Sportsman. And why I like Top Sportsman so good, because it don't matter how much money you got, how big your motor is, or how much you pay for your car. It's all about your best package. You know, you dialing your car in that day and being able to beat the heavy hitters, the Ronnie Davis, the Bruce Thrifts, the Marco and Bruises and Glenn Butchers and stuff like that. These guys winning world championships, and I'm equal to them. You know, I don't have the equal amount of funding or the equal amount of sponsorship. Might not have the biggest rig, but I can go and win a race, and that has been proven. And I can go and get a number one spot of the championship. I can go get a number two spot championship. And, you know, and I like that type of respect. I earn my respect. You know, I don't buy my respect. We earn it. We go out there and we race. We have fun. We get along with everybody, have a good attitude. And we go out there and we kick ass. And that's how I gain my respect that I got.
Okay, I'll tell you what, William, I want to open up a mic. I want to open up one of the gentlemen from out of Cali. Ricky, are you there? Hello, Ricky. 920-5429. Your mic is open. 920-5429. Your mic is open. Can you hear me?
Yeah, got it?
Yes, sir.
No, hey, no, this is Stokes. This is Stokes from LD Side Things, man. How you doing?
Hey, Stokes, what's happening, bro? Okay, you confused me with that 920 area code. But Stokes, what's happening, bro?
No, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm just sitting here. Well, shit, I'm just on another show. Said I was listening. They went into the queue, so you know, I'm here to listen.
Okay, well, Stokes, I'll tell you what. Can you while you're here, you hit the one button. Give me your opinion on grudge racers showing times and allowing class racers to come on over.
Okay. They're showing time for it, man. Now, that's a no-no, man. They better no-no from day one. If you're doing the grudge thing, you know, as long as I've been around and playing with the clock, that's unacceptable.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question now, Stokes. Grudge racing has evolved. We're in a steady flux of evolution with grudge racing because, like William mm-hmm. Brown just said, which is the guest for the show tonight, there's just not that much action out there now. So if you have a $50,000 or $60,000 or $100,000 car, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit around and wait for a grudge race to come up? Or if you love racing, are you going to pull that car out the garage, load it up, and go and have some fun? William Brown, do you care to see if you can pull a rebuttal out of Mr. Stokes? And Mr. Stokes is from out of in the Midwest.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I say, you know, grudge racing, that day, when you go to a grudge race or when you go to grudge, no, nobody's supposed to be showing no times. Nobody's supposed to be looking at nobody's times. But, I mean, don't, you know what I'm saying, don't burn my chap, because 2 weeks later I want to go to Tennessee and run an ADRL event, you know. I mean, and that's what I do. If you don't want to run me because I done showed my times before, that's fine. I got to respect that. That's just how I feel. I mean, you know, I mean, and I can tell y'all some secrets. I don't know if y'all knew, but back in the day, old Jack, you know, Stacy Hall was driving the car. Stacy Hall would run Top Sportsman. But when old Jack got a locked-in grudge race, they bring it to the grudge race, the same car. But then nobody really pay attention to that stuff.
Did they get a pass because they were the old Jacks? Because they're back in the day, I mean, how many blacks did you have at a pro mod? You understand?
No,
what I'm
because
saying? I mean,
didn't nobody really know. Didn't nobody really know but certain people. If you went to those events,
those NHRA, IHRA top sportsman events, you was like, oh, okay. That looked like Terry and them cops. But you never seen them around at those events. You see, and a lot of people just didn't know. And what's evolving with grid racing? Like, okay, back in the day, I can say again, old Jacks and those guys, Big Sexy and those guys like that. I remember going to Brewers and watching those guys running, you know, on a Friday night or Saturday night or whatever, putting in a grid race. But, you know, what after that, they came from different areas, way different areas. You know, after that grudge race, that was it. You know, you didn't have the internet and all the videos and stuff going out now. Now everything is so broadband and you can pull it up on the internet. Now everybody's scared about it. But the whole time, people been showing time at different tracks when they ain't grudge racing. But now you can see it on the internet or somebody always videotaping. Now is a big problem. Why is that?
Well, you know, William, I will say, even back in the day, based on what I'm led to believe and based on my understanding, and ladies and gentlemen, for those listening, the reason why I say that is because I'm new to the racing game so far as 2008. A lot of what I witness and learn is through third-party accounts or through second-party accounts like as we're speaking to William Brown now. But William Brown, even back in the day, even though you had New York races in New York and you had grudge races down south and you had grudge races out in the Midwest, certain racers stayed connected. So even back then, it was still really no secret to the people that was racing of who was doing what, because they became friends when they seen each other. And, you know, back in the day when you had the push-button phones that hung on the kitchen wall, they were on those phones dialing up talking about who did what even back in the day. You know what
You're
I
right.
mean?
But it wasn't so broad. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't so broad. And in my aspect, some people that if you in a certain class of cars, you know, and you go and you run a shootout, or you go and you do a grudge race, or you go and you test and tune, whatever, you are subject to expose your time anytime you run your car down the track. So if it's you showing your time on the board at a class race, or you down testing in Gainesville, and somebody get your time and start putting it out on the internet or calling on the phone, I mean, it's really no big difference. Only big difference is, and there's really no difference because it's still hearsay. Now let somebody show you a video that the time being posted, and that aspect. Is that your real time? Is that the fastest you can go?
William, you know what? You're making a lot of sense to me right now. I mean, you know, you're making a tremendous amount of sense. Sam, I want to ask you, Big Sam, he's a promoter and grudge racer from out of Chicago also, and he's a diehard.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, let me ask you a question. What's your stance on grudge on car showing times? Hello, Big Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, Big Sam might have put the phone down, but well, William, my thing is this.
Hey,
hello.
So let's talk again, Gunny. Hey, you know,
okay,
I pretty much come up around with Big Sam. Them, you know, we all from the same neighborhood. You know, and you know that. And I'm pretty sure, you know, Sham probably be like the same thing with that clock. We ain't Sham with that clock.
All right, but I tell you what, though, but Stokes, you know, once again, you know, William Brown, you know, do you feel as if William Brown is making valid points? If there's some type of validity to, you know, if a car shows a time over here to track 1 week, and then he goes to a grudge race and the clock is off, you know what I mean? Then, you know, that's that. Is there any validity to that in your opinion? And while you're talking, I'm going to go ahead and open Ricky's mic. Ricky, are you here?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But Stokes, go ahead, Ricky. Hang on for just a second. Let me let Stokes wrap his sentence up, and then we're going to go from there. Stokes, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like this though, Gunny, like y'all was saying earlier in the show, if somebody got a talent that's not threatening, they ain't gonna have a problem with him getting in the shootout. You know, but if he got a short time that's fine, they not gonna let him. Like just a couple weeks ago, a guy had, you know, at a race, he had brought his car to the shootout, but they say his car was a quick get. He bought the car from a guy that crash raced the car or whatever, right? They didn't even let him in the shootout. And he never flashed the time with the car, you know? But they say the car was supposed to be a proven fast car, so they wasn't going to take their chance by letting him in the shootout.
Now, this happened over at the race over in Milan, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, I think I was reading about that on the Internet, but hey, Stokes, I'm gonna leave your mic open. If you have to run off and you got background noise, just hit your button, hit your mute button on your phone,
yeah.
And come in whenever you feel you hear something valid. But
okay,
hey,
I'm
Mr. Brown. All right, Mr. Brown, I have Ricky Campbell on the line from out of NorCal, from out of Northern California, and he's one of the gentlemen I was telling you about. They have a multitude of fast cars out in California. But Ricky, I know you came on a little bit late. And the topic of the show tonight is grudge cars showing talent. Should class cars be allowed to come and play with grudge cars at these events if they have ever showed a talent? What's your stance on that, Ricky?
Okay. Well, I mean, my thing is this. First of all, hello, WB3. How you doing, sir?
All right.
All right. Well, you know, as me and you have talked about it before, you know, there is no secrets in this game. You know, everybody know what everybody else is running to begin with. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, you know, whoever you raced last week, they put you on a number, whether they got a time slip or not. And you can believe they told such and such told such and such. You know, so everybody got everybody on a number. You know, ain't no secrets in this grub game. You know, I can, and old school cats like WB3, we can just sit there with a stopwatch and get your 330 and tell you what your car running, 266. You know, and or get your 660 and tell you what the car running to the quarter. You know, I mean, it's real simple. Ain't nothing hard about it. So, I mean, to me, you know, it's just part of the game that's got jacked up, you know, with this new school element, you know, all about, you know, everything now and, you know, everybody trying to put rules in the grudge race. You know, there's only one rule in the grudge race, and that's ain't no rule. You know, everybody want to race everybody on a 28-inch tire. You got to have a small block to race a small block. You know, grudge racing is pick your man and draw down on him. You know, point blank. I don't care what kind of tire you got, what kind of motor you got. If you think you can run with him, you draw on him. Period.
See,
well,
that's what I always look at. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter what time I run, what time you run. If you run way faster than me and I have no reason to mess with you, why would I talk shit to you? Now, if you come over and offer me and say, man, I give you the back tie, and I figure I can take the back tie, at least have a chance of winning, I would do it. You know, or just the same way if I would get somebody in a slower category the back tie. But I ain't going to go pick with no pro mod. For what? I stay in my class. We know, like you said, everybody know what everybody doing right about now. So I'm going to pick on the man that's somewhere close to me.
Right,
and that's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to skip what he got in his car. I'm going to look at it, and if I don't feel like I can beat him, I'm going to leave him alone. Point
right.
blank. Most people are scared of what they see and what they hear. You know, back in the day, when you were younger, they told you about the boogeyman and all this type of stuff. You see what I'm saying? You just heard about him. You ain't never seen him.
Right.
You just heard
right.
about him, and that scared you. People need to stop being scared of racing and just race. If you stay in your class or close to whatever, if you feel like you want to run somebody, you got a chance of beating them. That's what the grudge racing is about.
There it is.
Oh, all right. Well, I tell you what. Let me pose a question to both you and Ricky William. Do you feel like grudge racing, the new evolved grudge racing, is is a former class reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
okay, well,
if you listen to the verbiage, even if you listen to the verbiage to some of these cats nowadays, you know, they mention the word class in the grudge game or the shootout game. You know, they'll even say it, you know, whether it's subconscious or conscious.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Ricky, how about you? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that was me. Did you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I heard you. Wow, I don't know. You know, it's so much good information is going on. I'm starting to blur you and William Brown's voice together because you guys are on the same page. But
Man,
I'll tell you what. In a way, I have one foot in and one foot out. You know, I seen there was a post that Dustin Kashani from out of here Georgia, affiliated with the White Boys, had put up. And he put it up in No Time Racing over on Facebook, and his thing was that, you know, that you have to run car parts. To a degree, all racers run car parts. You know what I mean? And you know, he was like, you know, if you had your own money up and it was your own money up, would you go run the shadow? Would you take your car and go run the shadow? Would you take your street car and go run the shadow? So all that run with your brung, you know, that's like out of here. I'm just at a loss, and I think it's up to the leaders in the grudge game, such as yourself and William Brown, Team Bodie and WB3 Camp, to go ahead and put it on their back and just make a hard stance on it, and you guys begin to play with each other. Ricky, I know you guys are going to Texas. Am I correct? You guys are going to Texas. You guys got a grudge race coming up this weekend, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, we're still in Texas, yeah.
Okay, Ricky, has anybody from that way said anything about you guys not being allowed to go down there and grudge race, or they don't want you to come and grudge race because you got to show the time on it?
No. And to be quite honest with you, Gunner, we don't really trip off of it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get another lane, you can get another lane. You know, we're not going to sit and debate and go back and forth, you know, with nobody. You know, the car was built to race. We're going to race and win and where we choose. You know, and, you know, that's just the bottom line. You know, like WB3 was saying, you know, people have got a whole lot of money in these cars, and they just sit. You know, I'm going to use the shadow, for instance. You know, how many times has the shadow raced this year? You know, what, five times maybe within the whole year, if that? You know, and, you know, that's just crazy. You know, you got all that money tied into your car, and you only going to run it, or people going to see it, what, five times a year? You know, that's just ridiculous. So, you know, that's kind of just putting people in a box. You know, we're not going to be putting no box. You know, we're going to try to bring grudge racing back to what it used to. You know, and if you're going to fool with Team Bodie, then that's pretty much what you're going to have. You know, you get what you get. It is what it is, you know. We might jump into PFCA race, you know, or what have you. But the bottom line is you never really know what the car runs, you know, because you got different tracks, you got different surfaces. You know, all this stuff make a difference. You got different altitudes, you know, you got everything plays into it. So, you know, it's all a gamble at the end of the night.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what. Let me ask you this, William Brown. You have a race coming up in a matter of another 2 weeks. Am I correct?
Yeah, August 30th up at VMP.
You have a race August 30th at VMP. William Brown,
yes,
I will be at that race. I will most definitely be at that race with me and my camera crew. This will be the first event that I've attended of yours. I know that you have some good events. And I know your events are supposed to be one of the creme de la creme events. But William, would you have a problem trying to find Ricky Campbell's action?
What you say now? Your phone broke up. What you say, Gunny?
Would you have a problem? Would you have a problem trying to find Ricky Campbell's action?
No. I ain't got it, but I got. And that's all that counts.
Okay, wait a minute. You said you don't have action for Team Bodie.
Yeah, but I got friends that are definitely give them action.
Okay,
that's
can you? Well, I'll tell you what. are you aware that Team Bodhi has actually grabbed the Shadow's tail? They reached out and grabbed Hyde. They also reached out and grabbed Certified. Man, we've been calling Certified, but so far we have no response. You know what I mean? So how do you think that would? Do you think that would be a big boon for the West Coast to come and meet the East Coast somewhere in the middle to try to make that happen? Do you think
that would be a game? Oh yeah, no doubt. That's always going to help Grubbs game because you're doing racing in different areas. That's what it's all about. You're opening up the door for everybody to see what you got going on. That's why they put racing on TV. It's a form of entertainment.
Okay, now Wayne Brown, what you just said is something that I hold true and dear to my heart. You said this is entertainment. A lot of people can't differentiate between this being entertainment and this being something that is religion. You know what I mean? I'm passionate about what I do, but I don't take it as a religion. And I guess you could say I'm borderline almost taking it as religion because I love it that much. You know what I mean? I like to go out and see the cars and smell the smoke and stuff like that. When I'm away from it, I actually get a little lost. I can't wait to get to it. But William, let me ask you another question. Can you let the world know, the people that are listening, how many cars do you guys have in your camp?
Right now, three, and that's family. Me and my dad, the Blue, Grand Am, all of us, the Malibu, the Jigaboo, and we got a white Camaro. One of my brother has a big block, single carburetor, one hit.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. How is the Jigaboo set up? Because me and myself personally, you know how I feel about the Jigaboo.
Backhand foul car, ladder bar, backhand foul car, big block, one hit, one carburetor, conventional heated.
Okay, it's nothing special. So do you consider your car slow?
What? Hell no. Why not? I mean, why should I?
Hey, bro, I'm just asking. I don't mean nothing by it. I just don't. I'm going to keep it funky with you. Donye came up there and blew y'all asshole out in MR.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting for the rematch. Yeah, he did. And
we got outclassed, you know. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
We ain't going to say nothing about that.
To put it this way. Sometimes you show up to a party with a suit on and everybody got jeans and tennis shoes on. And sometimes you show up with jeans and a button up and everybody got tuxedos on. I mean, you know.
Either which way, William, I'm gonna take my hat off to you. You came to get down and you booked. You know what I mean? Either which way, you came to get down and you did book. So
I got my ass blown out twice that day.
Yes, you did. And as a matter of fact, lately, William, every time I've seen you guys at the track, you guys have been getting killed. I'm hoping to see something different on the 30th. You know what I mean? When we come up there, I hope our certified is there with his car. I'm actually hoping to see the rematch between Blue Chip and the Beast. Is that something possible that we can see?
I'm ready for him. Anybody come through these gates, they got a battle. If I think I can battle with them, they're going to have to battle.
Well, I tell you what, William. One thing Certified said is that he's a grudge racer. And I had put something up on clockswap.com a little while ago about I like to go to the track and see a man lose his money. That makes me feel good. When I see a man have to fork over that money, I get it. It just tickles a certain spot deep down in the bottom of my behind. You know what I mean? It just tickles. You know what I mean? So Certified said that no. He said he will run you, but he said he wants to run you when he knows the money's going to come out of your pocket and not the gate. He said he wants it to hurt you. He said he wants to see the look in your face when you have to dig in your personal pocket and hand him his money.
Well, one thing about business. And this ain't got nothing to do with racing. In order to open up them gates, you got to have what you got to have. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, well, all right. Well, William Brown, I tell you what, we have about 15 minutes of the show left. Can you let the people know? Man, we have a very bad echo. It's somebody that has their phone on speaker. Let me see. I'm muting all mics. Okay, I just muted all the mics. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is.
But
no, sir. Hey, William Brown, you know. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, William Brown is a good friend of mine. I have a lot of footage on William Brown. Once again, it will start to be being released between October and November of 2014 of this year. So, William, I ask you for patience every time I record you guys because I'm building up to something to show the people something. And being as you just tried to get jazzy, I'm glad, William, I'm glad Kanye tore you up because I told you I'm going to mess with that band. You were hard here. I'm your friend, first and foremost. And I told you to leave that man alone, but you didn't want to listen to me. And look what happened. You all ate steak off your money that night.
Yeah, but see, and that's the thing I love about what I do and how we raise. I got my ass whacked 2 times that same weekend. Had a good show out that I raced that Saturday with the Larry T race up in MRR that Sunday. Got my ass blowed out twice. Came around, motor messed up, burnt one or two pistons or something stupid happened, but fixed it. Turned around the next weekend, ADRL and won that at Virginia. So I redeemed myself for myself.
Well, I think you did. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm glad, the reason why I talk to William Brown like that is because I know he can take it. The average racer would actually be hoping, you know, he's trying to put a red dot on my head and shoot me through the window of my house as I'm walking to give me a glass of water. William Brown, I want to thank you for being a down-to-earth racer. And other than that, William, can you give me a little bit of history about your father? This isn't something that you just came up and done. And Ricky, I want to let you know, believe it or not, Mr. Brown is not that old. Mr. Brown is actually a young man. So when you know he's not as old school as you think. William Brown is still in his mid-30s.
William Brown got an old soul though.
Yeah, he got an old soul. That's for sure. He sure enough got an old soul. he got an old soul for sure.
Yeah.
And so William, let us know about the racing history of your father and exactly where it came from.
Him street racing, running from the police back in the, what was that, 62? So I guess they're back in the 60s. Had a 68 Camaro back then, yellow. He would drive to work every day to the shipyard, and my grandma would drive it. And he'll put slips on and go to the track run 1040s on the weekend. He had a Camaro called Black Power. That was back in the day. And he stood out because, you know, back in those days, you know, you around majority white folks, you know, you got a Camaro out there doing your thing legally. You got Black Power on the side of the car. So you had to earn your respect regardless of what they saw and, you know, what person they saw. You know, they respected him because he went out there. He didn't, you know, he didn't do no crazy thing, him run off of nobody, cause, you know, do stupid shit for racing, as far as racing. He was a good enforcer, and they respected him for who he was. So, you know, and there a lot of people around here, you know my dad from racing back in the day, say you should test some ass up in the street. You know, I get people to see me every day at work. Man, I know your daddy. Your dad used to drive a car to work to the shipyard during the week and come out there on Saturday and whip them boys' ass at the track. Grudge racing, you know, doing what they used to do back in the day, running the street and at the track.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, William, something else I wanted to say is that, you know, I hear you make a lot of references to what you do legally. You know, I know there were some comments made about every grudge racer has to be doing something involving illicit activities, things of that nature. And I hear you never miss an opportunity to let the world know that, you know, what you do, you bought off your own hard work and sweat. Do you remember being at a track or being at an event and seeing your father go through something through a little bit of adversity? Can you ever recall a situation?
You always hear people talk about your back of mumble when you walk past and stuff like that. But no, I'm pretty much my dad. I got my soul from my dad and my character from my dad. So when you go to the track, you know, regardless if they like you, they redneck and Republican or whatever, you know, if you earn your respect, they respect you for who you are. not what you, well, you know. That's just, that's just the way it's always been.
Well, how did you guys earn? Well, how did you earn your respect? Where did you get your tuning from? You know, I don't want to put your business out there. If you decide to tell everybody what you have and what you run, that's different. But I won't do it. But if you don't mind, can you let the people know what you run and let them know what you do?
Top Sportsman, ADRL, PDRA, IHRA, NHRA, whatever. Grudge Racing, Quick Eight. Hell, I do shows. Promote shows, me and my dad. That's my partner in crime. You know, he raised me up around race cars and, you know, let me drive the first race car ever in my life. So me and my dad hang tight. And, I mean, you know, I got my tuning. I mean, my dad showed me how to put motors together and do different things. I stayed out in the garage. But me being the curious person that I am, he used to always take us to that's when IHRA had Top Sportsman before it was even Pro Mod. So you would go around and see certain people. You know, we go to all the national events, NHRA and IHRA, from Darlington all the way to Florida. And he used to make sure he take us to those. So I just learned how people react to people, you know, when they come up and ask questions. Some people don't like people to ask a lot of questions. Some people like to know people that sit back and watch. And then ask an intelligent question. I learned how to pack parachute from going in the pro stock. The guys going over there just being a little kid and just watching them and ask them, can I do that?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And learning from different, growing around different people, staying at the track, being at the track, you learn different things. My engine builder, you know, Billy Albert, he helped me out a lot. You know, but, you know, anybody, but the transmission guys, whatever you use on your car, you know, and they got their name on it, they're not going to give you the whole piece of the pie. And it takes you a while to find that out. They don't give you the whole piece of the pie. They give you little pieces. They give you a slice at a time and see what you can do with it. If you do all right, they give you a couple more slices. And next thing you know, if you're promoting their product, and you making them look good and you bringing them business, they don't mind sharing different things with you, putting their arm around you. What's up, buddy? You know, stuff like that. Come on, stay up at the house a couple. It's just personal, nothing business. Just come on, stay up at the house for a couple weekend or a week or so. You know, you earn that personal respect. It always goes back to respect.
Okay, well, you know, in the grudge world, do you feel like we have enough respect amongst racers?
Some different places. It all depends on where you go and who you're talking to. I mean, we got ignorance in anything you do, any kind of sport or any just everyday life. So some people are going to be ignorant, no matter what you do, how you try, or, you know, where is it? So, I mean,
okay.
You know, but most of the time, everything is cool. You don't see a whole lot. You don't see no fighting. Everybody good. They cuss or fuss or whatever. You know, they had a good time. I just want to see some racing. That's it.
William, I think that goes to everybody on the show tonight and everybody involved. That's all we all really want to see. William Brown, you know, you carry a lot of weight. You carry more weight than people actually would credit you for or acknowledge. And that's my opinion anyway. You may say otherwise, being humble, but William, it's no easy feat to go ahead and get BNP. You know that just like I know that. You just can't walk up and raise your hand and say, "Hey, I like to rent your facility." Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, yeah. We have a personal relationship.
So, William, being that you have a personal relationship, is that what led to you being able to rent a premier facility like BNP?
I mean, yeah, it helps. It helps, you know, having a personal relationship with the people that run the facility, the people that own the facility. You know, if they like you, they like you. And you know that, no matter what color you are. If somebody, they might not like your brother, but they love the hell out of you. And you have to understand that. So, you know.
All right. Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're at the end of the show tonight. We have about 5 minutes left. If anybody has any questions they would like to ask Mr. William Brown, or better yet, Rich Ken from out of California. William, do you have any questions? We have a really bad echo. William, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Ricky from out of California, what the rest team was like and how it's developed?
Some things that I wanted to come out there and see. I have a buddy, a friend of mine, I don't know, Joe Lapone, that comes out there running that Pro Mod series over there. So he was telling me about the Grudge game. And I'm just curious to come out there and see what y'all do and have a good time.
Yeah. We know Joe well. Joe was helping us with our matches loader when we had it.
Right. Joe is Joe, but, you know. That's it. He always tell me, you know, how it is out there. You know, I've been there a couple of times. I don't think I went to no, I went to some street racer. The
right,
import
right,
car.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Just,
we'd love to have you, WB. You know what I mean? Without a doubt. You know, I'm in contact with Rock now, trying to get him fired back in the game. Since he's out here now.
Right, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. No doubt, man. I got you on Facebook, man. I'm going to have to start, keeping in contact, you know, just letting you know.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck to y'all out there on your journey to drag racing. And be safe.
All right. Hey, we appreciate that. The same to you, man. You know, I've been a WB3 fan for a while now. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Hey, is the East Side Spangler Cat still on?
Yes, Soaks is still on.
Yeah, you know?
Man, we have an echo. I don't know where the arm is from.
Hello?
Man, that's going bad. Yeah, it's going on. It's going on real bad right now. I can't seem to find that. Are you there? Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm right here, Jeff.
All right. You have Ricky Campbell addressing you.
Well, okay.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, yeah, I kind of caught the last bit of what you were saying as far as, you know, times being shown and so on and so forth. Let me ask you a question. Do you think nobody know what you run?
No, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say this.
Okay, then. All right.
As far as I know, don't nobody know what we run. I'm going to say that.
Uh-huh.
Because we not showing our tags, so, you know. And then we had a grudge race. We ain't no tag tickets. We ain't giving out no tag tickets in no grudge race.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't think that nobody. I'm gonna put it to you like this: if cats that can come out of your car and tell you within a few tenths what you run, you know what I mean? The cats
right.
have been around the game for a long time. You know, they got to do is look at it. You know.
Yeah,
and,
you're right about that too.
You know. And then you got cats, you know, who if they ain't got that kind of sense, you know, they can just put a stopwatch on the car, you know, and then so all I'm saying is this, man, you know, ain't no secret to me, man. You know. I mean you know
you
to,
ain't
me,
that too?
To me it's just now it's become just a cop out, you know what I'm saying? It's a copycat, because one person done said it and did it, now everybody done jumped on board. You know, with the whole thing, you know?
Now, I'm going to say this, man. I know for a fact it's been a long, long time. And I done heard on shows before with some veterans, you know, some veteran racers from Chicago said that it used to be at times at the track where they would never turn the clock off. That was back in the day. But as now, as everybody went to the time evolved with the street racing, because in street racing, it was never clocks.
Right.
And then when street racing go to the track, it was never clocks. You see what I'm saying? We never ran with a clock on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, And that's just the way it is, you know. There's no time thing. It's just what it is.
Well, you know, like I said, ain't no secrets, you know. If I see your car go down the track, I tell you what you want. You know, as soon as you got back to the pits, I can tell you what you want. You know, so
okay.
I mean, it's just, yeah. You know, like I say, it's just you know, I mean, you run your program the way you want, man. But you know, like I say, it's just matter of fact, man. My brother from another mother, man, saying he gonna put something on you anyway. Y'all say I'm saying Cadillac Day. He thinks he put something on you anyway. Yeah, said.
You heard what he said.
Man, yeah, my brother from another mother, man.
Let's be serious, man.
Y'all see me? I just beating up on my other brother now, man. You got to say.
Yeah, that man comes to that man. He kind of like cool, man. He was trying to jump on us, man. We ain't going.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, my hour is up for the day, but I don't have his marathon shows. William Brown, is there anything that you'd like to? Man, we got that echo. I don't know where the echo is coming from. Mr. Brown.
Yo.
Yes,
sir.
Okay. Do you have well, every mic is muted. The show is about over 9 minutes. Do you have any closing, anything that you want to say while closing? Plug your race one more time, what kind of classes you have, and some of the people that you'll expect to show up.
August 30th, VMP, Virginia Motorsports Park in Virginia, Petersburg, Virginia. We got 490 class, heads up, pro three, one round of buyback, $2,400 guarantee, no, $3,000 guarantee for the 490, 590, one round, first round buyback only, $2,400. We got probably 11 grudge races. I can't give you all of them right now, but you're talking about the Old Jacks, Bull, Goldie, Pee Wee, me, Dolomite, a couple guys from this local area, probably 10 or 11 good grudge races. Test and tune all day long. I got a $500 sports car shootout. No cage, no slicks, no full-out race car, any make, model, truck, whatever you want to bring, $500 if you make the fastest pass, and only the tower will determine that by your car number. What else? We got DJ, food, you know, we had a good time. You know, everybody come to your testing tune. If you're over this way, come enjoy yourself. We're going up to Larry T's race at MIR the 31st, which is that Sunday. Head over there, make it a two-day thing. You know, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from Virginia Motorsports Park. So, you know, if you got time that weekend, holiday weekend, come enjoy yourself over this side. If you're not, go support your local promoters and what they have going on. That's it.
All right, William Brown, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on and chop it up with us. I'm going to get ready to inbox you the show, so if you want to listen to it or share it around, you have the ability to. Stokes, thank you for participating, and Mr. Ricky Campbell, a.k.a. Team Bodie, I also would like to thank you for coming on and participating. And I'll tell you what, before we go, I'm sorry, but I have two more mics open. I do apologize. 773-4786, I'm sorry. I just seen your mic open. Just seeing you hitting the one button. Can you state your name and let me know who you are?
This is me, God.
Hey, who is this? Who is me?
It's Terrell, man. Eastside Stranglers, man.
Hey, Terrell, what's happening, bro, man? I apologize. I just seen the one button up.
Man, I'm going to get you a poker here as soon as I see you, man. Got me on hold like long, man. Why? What? Cause I ain't Tony Bounds or something? I can't get the mic open up? What?
Oh, man, you already know I rock with the Midwest. As a matter of fact, I just got finished telling the West how the Midwest are going to knock their motherfucking head in as soon as they get together and can meet. So,
Hell yeah.
That ain't right.
Hell yeah, in that order.
In that order, that's right. So I'll tell you what's real. Do you have anything you'd like to ask William Brown or say to Ricky Campbell from the Midwest meeting the West?
What he said was true. We talked about the East Side Strangler brother, though. Everybody know your time, man. Everybody can figure your time out, especially in shootouts. These cops run out in these shootouts. You know they're running, what seconds they're running eighth or out the back door. Sometimes you look at how the car is sitting, how the car is stout. You know what he's running, especially with these fast cars. Now, street cars, you really can't hardly define what they're running, 13, 12, maybe some 11, because the car's kind of cyclically stock. You kind of guess what they're running. But you know, really don't know for certain, but most of these cars now, you see with parachutes and wings and 28s and ladder bar, stock suspension. I mean, not, you know, a back half car, you already know where they're probably running at, in the 4s, maybe 5.0s, maybe 7s, you know, weight. You kind of figure out what they're running at. So basically, it's not really a secret anymore. It's just a gamble. You just got to take a chance. You think you could beat somebody, and if you turn the clock on, they didn't turn the clock on. Go in with a gamble. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean just because that person turned the clock on, the next time he's running, he might break loose. He might run at it fast. He might come around and beat him, and they can't compare you with his time he turned on because he's a class racer, and then you, because you beat him, now they think, oh, you run faster than him. He probably run all out. Something could have happened. So it's a gamble you take. It's a gamble.
That man got the right attitude right there.
Huh?
Well, you know what, Ricky? I'm glad you said that, because actually what I'm trying to do, I didn't want to condone. I mean, not condone. I didn't want to bash or trample what the West Coast does. I actually wanted to try to understand it and see if we couldn't get some other perspectives on it. But Terrell, would you have a problem with running a car that has actually shown their time?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, though. I really wouldn't know if they show their time, because people buying class cars, you paint them, you never know if it's a class car. So I figured if I could beat that person and the car's been changed around, I wouldn't have a problem running that car.
All right.
Then, yeah,
Terrell, I'm going to leave your mic open. We have another caller on queue with a hand up, 773-3969. Your mic is open. What's your name, please?
What's up, brother? This is Big Perm, Eastside Strangler. Just letting you know, man, we listening, we on the mic, and we supporting, man.
All right, Perm, I appreciate it, Perm, and while I have you, Perm, I know that you also, Perm is also another racer from the Midwest, Ricky and William Brown both. I do know Terrell will travel. Perm, right now, he's down. But, Big Perm, how do you feel about a class car showing, I mean, how do you feel about a glove car running a class car that has shown time?
Repeat that. How I feel about a class car running a glove car that what?
How do you feel about a glove car running a car that has shown time?
I'm one of those guys who say let the grub stay with the grub and the class stay with the class, man.
I'm sorry. Hey, Perm, you have a tremendous amount of background noise. Actually, no, Perm, that wasn't you. I'm sorry. That was coming from Terrell. But, Perm, can you repeat that one more time, please?
I'm one of those guys that just believe let the grudge guys stay with the grudge and the class guys stay in the class.
Okay, well, Perm, let me ask you another question. Do you feel as if grudge racing, that they evolved the grudge racing of what we do now, is just a spinoff, is a different form of class racing? It's class racing without showing comps.
That is true, but you know, for me, it's all about the element of not knowing. You know, I mean, we all know around about where a car should run or what it do run or what it don't run, but for me, it's all about the not knowing.
Okay, but now hold up. Now let me just sprinkle right there. Now the gentleman just said we all know about what the car is running. So then back that up. He turned around and say it's all about not knowing. Now you can't have both. Either one of them.
It's all about an element of guessing for me. You know just not seeing the clock and guessing what that guy running for me.
Right, right. But now, like you said, you know round about what he running anyway. You know.
I don't want to see him. You know, for my money, I don't want to see no clock lit. You know.
Oh yeah.
Just for my
No. Yeah. No. We got that. But and then here's another thing. You know, that just came up. You know, what defines a good race and defines a class race? I mean, myself, I just vote. drug races that day.
Hey, Richard, you faded out.
Class races that day.
I can't
hear. You faded out. Can you repeat? You faded out, Ricky. Can you repeat that last comment? I think Ricky might have hit a bad area.
All right, hold on. Hold on, got it. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you now.
Thing is this, you know, I just thought about this. Now, what defines a grudge car? What defines a grudge racer? What defines a class car? What defines a class racer? Now, me, myself, I'm going to use myself as an example. I do them all. I grudge race. I class race. I do more grudge racing than class racing. But if me and my car are in a grudge race, I'm a grudge racer. If me and my car are in a class race, we class racing that day. You know, so you can't just put everybody in a box. You know, there ain't no such thing as just a grudge racer. Whoever is grudge racing for money is a grudge racer. Hello?
Big Power, how do you feel about that?
I can't argue with that because I can see that point, but I mean, you know, hey, I don't know.
Just think outside the box. Don't be followers, be leaders. You know what I'm saying? Don't go by what the next man that said. Everybody that jumped on board. And, oh yeah, you know what? That's how
it
is.
I got one thing, man. We probably should end the class race and the grudge race thing.
Right.
I like Clocks Off. That's it. Clocksoff.com, I'm rocking with them.
Right. Yeah, see, there you go.
I appreciate that, but I'll tell you what I do. I had a chance to actually, through Ricky is how I had a chance to get out to Cali. They brought me out to Cali to film the race, and I'm putting it up now. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen listening, if you guys can go to clocksoff.com and check out Team Bodie's race, their grudge race that they held in Sacramento, California, we will be appreciative. Later on tonight, there will be another installment up, which would make the fourth installment. There should be a total of five or six installments from their race total altogether. But you can most definitely check out and see what California had to offer out there. And once again, that's clocksoff.com. And I will say they got help. Man, they just got cars out there, man. It's fast cars all over the country, period. Period.
Yes, sir.
I'm just waiting to see exactly where they fit in to the grudge game. It was brought to my attention. It was a post I had read that the Southeast dominates small tire. The Midwest dominates. I want to say fat cast. I got to go back to that post. But when I get it, when I find it, I will repost it on clocksoff.com. But I just want to see where California dominates. What exactly are they good at? What do they specialize? Ricky, the floor is yours. I heard you were about to say something.
No. I wasn't about to say nothing. I was just listening.
All right. And I do want to say for those who's listening, we do have a race coming up September 6th. It is in Morocco, Indiana. It is for Shootable Cars, hosted by Big Sham and Bruce Leroy. Clocksoff.com will be filming it. I will also say that I will be, for those interested anyway, I will be coming to Chicago putting together a lot of footage, all the footage that you guys have been waiting for to see over these past last 2 years. We will be doing something very interesting with it starting in September. And for a lot of the Midwestern racers and even a few of the California racers, we might be bringing you in so we can go ahead and do a few things and further push our movement and push our sports the way we like to do it. William Brown, I know you have a race coming up once again, BNP, August 30th, which is in about 2 weeks. And there you have it. William, is there anything else you'd like to say?
28-29 shootouts. $1,500, $125 entry fee, all everybody run, 8-car minimum. I forgot all about that gun. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I know Voss is supposed to be coming out there with his Malibu. You know, he said he's definitely going to make that trip and do the two-day thing. I'll call him back later on tonight, and I'll see if we can't confirm. But, Terrell, you still there on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
All right, Terrell, when can we expect to see the Hawk make a debut on the East Coast?
On the East Coast?
Yes, sir.
When it shut down? When it shut down out this way?
When it shuts down out that way, okay. Well, you know what? The Northeast, I mean the Midwest and the East Coast around where William Brown is at, you guys are on the same racing schedule. When you guys get snow and ice, they also get the snow and ice.
They all shut down. Okay. Well, I mean, put something together, man. When they say have a nice event out there, I'm going to try to make it out there.
Okay. And you know what, Terrell, I do see that you, I do know that you will go, William Brown and Ricky Campbell both. This is Terrell from the East Side Strength. He's a racer that will go. And if he loses, it ain't no problem. He will pay. He will pay off like a slot machine. Yes, sir.
Hey, one thing I do want to interject, though, man. I need to holler at my partner, man, Certified, man. I need for Certified to come up out the bush. You know what I'm saying,
man? He's ready.
Hey, William, you heard that? Hey, William, you know what? That's a job for William Brown. I'm going to tell you right now, man.
Yeah.
I've been calling Certified, and the numbers that I have, they're not working numbers right now, but...
Bad service in the bushes.
Man, tell Certified, man, to get off from underneath their bed, man. Just tell him it's safe now. You understand me? Tell him, come on out.
You know what? You and William Brown, y'all going to get along famously. Y'all going to get along famously. Anybody
yeah.
that's ready to put a finger in Certified, William Brown is all for.
Man, look here, man. Tell Certified, man, I'm gonna put an ABB out on him. You understand me? You understand? Because he's missing in action. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guy. Hey, William Brown. Yes, sir.
Hey, guy, I'm gonna make an announcement. Terrell, Eastside Strangler.
Uh-huh.
From now on, every grudge race I be involved in, from this day on, I'm turning on my clock on my side.
Oh, damn.
Hey,
it's on record. I'm turning on every clock on this side. Really laying my own. I'm turning on the clock. Any grudge racing.
Hey, hold up, man. You ain't got to go that far out on it now. Yes, man.
Fuck it. I'm sick of this shit, man.
Work your jelly like you gonna do it. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, hey man, do what you do, how you do. You know.
Well, you ain't got no damn sense, shit. You ain't got no damn sense at all.
Fuck it, look at that shit, man.
Like I say, be a leader, don't be a follower. You know what I'm saying?
You heard that? Big Pearl and Stokes, I'm turning on my clock.
Hey, if he do that, he gonna be a leader. All right? He gonna lead himself directly over the straight class racing. That's what's gonna happen. Shit, all I can hear right now, man. You gonna be so many dirty loadouts.
There you go.
Hey, I ain't got a dog in the fight. When it comes down to the cars going down the track, man, I'm a spectator like everybody else. But Terrell, let me know how that worked out for you, all right? I'll be there watch. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you guys for listening to the Clocks Off Show with Gun and Ticks. This show is called the OG's The Grudge. Every Tuesday at 9 p.m. We only do 1 hour. We went over 20 minutes today, but we go back and we get a little bit of history, and we allow the racers to talk about themselves, what they do, and how they do it. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for logging on and listening to the OG, The Grudge, with Gunna Tips as your host. And today's show was about William Brown, WBC, out of the city. Thank you guys for tuning in.
You need to pay for some more time, too, next time.
Yeah,
put
for real.
Put more quarters on the slot machine.
Stop being cheap, man.
Hey, it shouldn't be no time limit on it.
You can't
pay
for
sure,
a liquor,
guy. You know what? Hey, let me tell you the truth. You know what? I'm glad you said that, William. All jokes aside, bro, you still went out of years. I really wanted your father. That's who I really wanted. But you still got milk mustache.
Oh, wow.
Man, I really wanted your father on some real. You know what I'm saying? But, I was like, hey, yo, we want this.
Hey, God, you got to say bye for some more minutes.
Oh, shit. Here y'all go. Woo. Hey, we got an echo. Y'all hear that echo?
Yeah.
I think
it's hey,
you showing your time.
Okay.
Your
time.
Yeah, you're talking
good.
About grudge race.
Hey.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, we here.
All right, that was an echo. I think that was Stokes, but I'm not sure. But carry on. If you guys want to finish chopping it up, you guys can finish chopping it. William Brown, is there anybody that you would like to speak to tonight? Is there anybody that you're looking for?
No, I ain't looking for nobody right now. But I will be here in, after 2 weeks to make sure my baby right.
Hey, William Brown, once again.
Hey, William Brown, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Send me some gas money. I'll be up there.
Where you at?
Chicago. I need to fill up. Then and back and hotel room. Nitrous
damn,
and
damn.
Fuel.
In the hotel room, too.
God damn, it's Labor Day weekend around here.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Terrell, I tell you what. If William Brown is praying for that, I'll get the hotel room. But you got the grudge, somebody. I mean, it got to be a showing up grudge. You showing up grudge. The only way I'll pay for it, you got to have a grudge. If William Brown doesn't, I'm jumping in with him.
Of course I want him to lock in.
I'm going to come down and get it in. If he paid for my fuel there and back, hotel, first class, nitrous and fuel, and feed me, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
oh, man,
that's John Force right there. That's John Force on the line, man. We got John Force on the line.
And put odds on my money. And put odds on my gamble. I'll be there.
Hey, I tell you what, we can talk about the feud. Find out how much it costs you to get him back, and we can negotiate on that.
Okay.
Now,
there
you have it.
That ain't a bad deal.
Hey, guess what, Terrell.
Yeah.
If he make it, now I'm gonna tell you, you know what I do? You know I try to roll. You know I try to roll a man in the flower and get him ready for the grease every chance I get. Terrell, if you make it good and you don't budge, down on your ass, I must go. I don't want to do it because I like it.
God, yeah, my word. If I go down to his track to his hometown, I'm going to grudge
more
than one. As long as the guy's doing what he's supposed to do, I'm definitely going to grudge.
Nah, I think I'll go for that. Yeah, we got this echo. I don't know what's going on. We need to call our Block Talk Radio and find out what's shaking. But, you know,
but,
once again, ladies and gentlemen, I see our time is about over. We just got somebody that jumped on, but that concludes OG's The Grudge is Gunna Pick with your guest, William Brown. Tonight. Y'all getting ready to hang up. It's over.
Put some more money in the meter.
Let me give y'all some outro music. How about that?
Hey, you better go in before you get a roller.